I'd be more flirty, like in my words of choice.
Mm-hmm. You nice ass.
What's all that movement back there? And like that, we are back. Hey guys, welcome to back to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Mm-hmm. On every Wednesday. You're welcome. What's the first topic? I already forgot.
You said how long should you wait to ask a girl out?
Yeah,
or ask a person out, right?
Our question for this week.
What's your impression if someone asks you like out like 5 hours after
you've met? Yeah, like how long you should wait before you ask a girl out?
Yeah.
Like you, right? You notice that you like. Yeah. What do you guys?
An hour. I wait till she walks away, then I call her.
Isn't it like you just immediately ask them out
in the moment?
If you're really like sometimes feeling that kind of
yeah
but vibe.
If there's a spark,
it feels like love bombing. But some girls are
into
that.
What's love bombing?
Love bombing is like when you're showing so much love to someone at the beginning so that you can just grab them and steal them, you know, quick. Oh. You know.
Ooh.
And that works. Take sometimes notes. It works on me, honestly. Like
it works on you.
Yeah, it works on me.
That's cute.
Yeah,
as someone who didn't get a lot of love as a kid. No I got exactly. I got a lot of love as a kid. I'm just joking. Jesus.
Okay,
I'm just joking.
We love you, man. Anyways.
Trying to kiss, huh? I guess it works on me too. Yeah, you should.
So love bombing.
How long would you like wait till you ask someone out?
It depends, because I think
4 years.
4 years is crazy. Yeah, no. By then, they would have probably like had their own kind of relationship.
You don't get worried on like missing
stuck
out.
Stuck in the friend zone. Oh my god.
Yeah, you get stuck in the friend zone if you wait too long. Definitely.
Good lord.
Have you ever been in friend zone?
I think so. Yeah.
You don't leave?
You don't leave? What do you mean?
Because it's happened to me, but I'll just leave. I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh.
I'm not just an accessory to your
life. I feel like if it's a very cool, like, platonic relationship, like, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Then it's okay. But if it's just me having the goal of, like, I actually wanted to date this girl.
I'm trying to bang.
Yeah, I wanted to date this girl, but then, you know, she doesn't see eye to eye, so I'm just going to bolt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Has there ever been a situation where your friend zone like benefits you?
Oh yeah.
Of course, dude.
it happens to girls more than guys, I feel.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because
like girls do it. To
if
guys.
A girl, no, if a girl likes a guy and he's like, oh, I'm not sure yet, so he just kind of uses that to his advantage. Like, okay, how about we do this? You know,
girls do that too.
We just fuck and then that's it. You know. But yeah,
with benefits.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like for girls are pretty straightforward. Like if we want to friend zone someone, we just say it. Like, yeah, I don't think this is gonna work, you know? Yeah. But guys take advantage, I feel.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe I guess because I can't see it from the
But
opposite.
I feel like girls take advantage in acts of service. Like sometimes if I'm friend zoning a guy, but I know
but he brings you food,
he can help me with something. Like, oh, can you fix that? Like, oh, can you do this for me?
Oh,
can you
my
do this for
fridge
me?
Is broken.
And I know the guy will do it, you know, because I mean, I know he likes me, so it's like, okay, do
damn.
That, you know.
True.
Has there any been a situation where you've been like played like that? Where like, oh, Carl likes me, so he'll do this for me.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have noticed because like, I was just like...
Because you're a nice guy.
Oh, shit. I was holding the mic like, done it in the anyway. Opposite way. Is okay. that a problem?
Yeah.
Really?
It is, yeah, but whatever. I think it'll okay. be... For the first minute, you'll be
okay.
sounding
okay.
You'll be
shit,
sounding
I said
really
some
far away.
Gems in there. But
you did,
okay.
but...
You did.
Fuck. Okay, all right. It's okay.
Rewind. What good. Did you say?
Yeah. What'd you think? What'd you think? You got me nervous.
I looked at my mic.
Would you think has there ever been a time you've been used like that? Like, oh, friend zone, but you know I like her, so maybe she'll give me some kiss if I bring her a burger or something.
I can't remember. I don't know. Like I think because
maybe
like,
you don't even notice it.
Yeah, I just don't notice it.
It's too nice, man.
Yeah, nice I just guy. I would have done it anyway. Just like, oh, here's whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. You ever think there's two, like, there's people in this world that are just too kind for it?
Yeah.
Carl is one of them. Another buddy of mine, he also one of them.
So I'm not one of them, you think?
Anyways, I'm drinking coffee. It's Monday. Yeah. But
good,
like,
good thing the audience didn't hear you like speak earlier because your mic was.
Maybe you should.
You were telling how you took advantage of it, right? Huh? Earlier.
Oh yeah.
What?
What? Should I repeat what I said earlier?
No. I was just telling.
What happened? Huh? Did I miss something?
No. Because I was just telling her that.
You know, she took advantage.
Yeah. She was like, "Oh, you don't think I'm that kind of person?" Like,
and
oh,
but it happens unintentionally because like the guy wants to be with you, like I'm friends with you, mm-hmm. still. So it's like, yeah. Okay, go do this then. You want to be with, you want to be next
task,
to me?
Like it's
you
want
to associate with me? Okay, do this to me then. You know?
Damn.
I don't know.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Because like another friend of mine, he's like really, he's super nice.
Yeah.
And to be like even a story of how nice he was helping an old lady, like off the bus. And he left his bag just on the bench mm-hmm. for like a couple seconds and he turned around and a guy stole it.
Oh,
and I was just like, dude, that's so on. He was helping an old lady off the bus like a gentleman and his bag gets stolen. I was like, this world is too
but also
shit
why did
him.
He take off his bag?
It was a it's not a backpack, it's just like a carry bag.
Okay.
So and he wasn't that far from the bench, like it just happened so quick and he turned around, the guy was just running with it.
Damn.
I was just like, damn, bro. Your stuff you, like this happen to good
don't
people.
You feel like sometimes people are like half angels, like
half devils.
half demons? Because like I feel like some people are just evil. Like they just are born like that, you know? And like even their parents, they say, oh, when they were kids, they were like killing animals and I don't know what.
Yeah, that's the first like, sign of a serial
even
killer.
Though like their parents are the most peaceful people on earth, you know? Their parents, like their kids, still turn out weird, you know. So I feel like
It's not binary with that kind of moral dilemma. It's just
whoa.
There's no good or evil. It's just.
Okay, something Jesus. Holy crap! This is the.
That's why we have free will. This does not exist. No,
he's a fucking prophet, right? Prophet Carl.
We're always just kind of in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel so.
There's balance.
Yeah.
The universe offers balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, like some people are just born with that evilness. Like, okay, yeah, why would you steal someone's bag? Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like as a, you know, like as a person, like there's something.
But who knows what they went through?
There's something dark. But
something
like,
probably got stolen from.
But
them.
Okay, think worse. About it. We also all of us went through some. Everyone
some
went
shit, yeah.
some shit. Like we don't decide to be evil. You know, we just. We're more conscious of anything, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
If anything, you see people that have a comfortable life turning evil, like some of them.
Like they wanted excitement.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They got bored.
Yeah,
exactly.
They got bored.
Yeah, so I'll stab
this wall or something.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would the conversation change?
Stab this wall.
So dark.
So quick. Yeah.
So how long would you wait till you call a girl and be like, hey, girl, what's up? What's the thing? How would you hit on somebody? How was your method of like trying to
show that you're
like hitting on them?
Yeah.
I'd be more flirty, like in my words of choice.
Mm-hmm. Nice ass.
What's all that movement back there?
I'm gonna spit up my coffee.
Is there an earthquake?
Yo, that thing's got a gravitational pull on it. Yeah. Holy crap.
Has pickup lines ever worked?
Has anyone ever been picked up by a pickup line?
I hate them.
Think so, but like it's more.
What's
it's
one
more
can you think of right now?
It's the very generic ones. Like,
I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
I hate them so
shake
much.
My ass.
You hate pickup lines?
Yeah, because it's like, what do you think I am? Like, you think I'm
just
like
game?
Like a pet? Yeah. Like I'm a pet. If you say sit, I'll sit. Like, and then when you say pick up line, I'm gonna come. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like I mean to you, but like you know, but like you know, it's. But maybe some girls like it because it's creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Yeah,
when
it's
funny.
Sweetheart. Nice legs. I don't know how to do pickup lines. I've never done pickup lines.
I don't know. I just love watching these pickup artists sometimes. Just see, like seeing them.
Oh, the videos?
Seeing them be creative and just like talking to like women and just be like.
Do you take notes?
Sometimes here and there. Yeah. Sometimes I can't lie. I can't lie.
Let's go, Carl. Yeah, it's coming for you, ladies.
Yeah. So nobody has ever picked you up with a pickup line? It's just more so conversational.
I think on dating apps, like a lot of guys would try to say dating like a line really? Or something.
Dating apps.
And I would.
Oh yeah, I've gotten pickup lines.
And I'll be like, anyways, really? I don't say that. I'm not that rude, but
I just put dot dot dot.
Honestly, I just tell them straight up that I hate pickup lines.
That's smart.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that be truthful too.
So that I don't want to be fake and be like, so funny,
so good.
But on the street, maybe on the street, like. But that's catcalling. It's not even pickup line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those I like those polite catcalling videos where he's like, "You look like you pay your rent on time." And they're like, "I do."
We're just trying to be nice.
We're just trying to be nice. That guy with the megaphone. Yeah. He's fun.
Have you watched the video?
Yeah.
It's very wholesome.
You look like you get your nails.
I went on dates with like a guy like this, like a pickup artist.
Oh really?
Yeah,
Yeah.
And then he had videos about that.
Okay.
Picking up girls and stuff. But I didn't know he did these videos until after the first date, and I was like, holy wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Did it work on you? I guess.
No, in real life he's not like that, and he hates these things too. So it's weird. Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know if what's a way you would pick up a girl other than being flirty? You're like, because I knew one way of like wanting to like date someone was always to be like kind of available or not available, but be there. Like if she's like, I don't know, doing anything or like just be there.
Yeah.
Like that's
different,
how
people have different love languages.
Yeah. Yeah. Like be around, be not like, oh, do stuff for her and all this stuff, but like be there.
Yeah.
Like, or even I'll like call, like after the first date, I'll just like call them and be like, what's up? And we just have a chat instead of like just texting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's ways to like be present with them in a sense. Like, I don't know how. Maybe like just. I don't know. Actually, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't put myself out there enough.
I think when you like someone, you can feel it. You just like. You want to be with them more. So I'll start to like, I'll do that. I just want to hang out more.
Yeah.
Like even when we would, like what cool thing when I got with my partner now is when we started to like meet each other, I'd be working and she'd be like, okay, I'll come see you. Like she would go out of her way to just come see me to just eat some food and then she'd go home.
True.
She's like, oh, I'll travel all this way just to have some food with you. And like, I was like, ooh, it gives you sparkly feelings, like a warm feeling.
Yeah, true.
God, I love my
girlfriend. Oh, so your love language is quality time.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because speaking on relationships, a type of relationship, especially now, we're going through like this long distance thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which can be hard, but like the taking advantage of the time, like making sure you guys have time together. Like for us, it's just watching a show at night on Discord and like, oh, let's just watch our shows together. And like when we lose that time, when we like don't have a day where we can't watch, it feels so like shitty the next day or shitty going to bed that night. Like,
yeah,
just making sure the time is there and it's something to be excited for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a daily thing for me.
Yeah. Your love language is quality time. 100%. Sure. Yeah.
If they're around, I'm just like, feels warm. I love you.
What are the love languages again? Like there's quality time, there's
acts of service. Words of assurance.
Words of affection.
Words of affection.
Affection or reassurance? Yes.
I think it's words of affection because it's like, oh, I love you.
No.
Like, you're very cute.
Affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, words of affirmation.
Yeah.
The last two.
I almost gaslighted
physical.
You guys.
Physical. And then, wasn't there another one?
Isn't there a gift one?
Acts of service.
Acts of service is the gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Some in different like households, it also goes back to your growing up. Like, in my house... Like, I don't know how it is with you guys. I get, like, sometimes I'm way better than I was before, but I used to, like, never ask people for stuff. Like, oh, can you give me a glass of water? Like, I would never ask you to do that. Because, like, in my house, is you just grow up like, no, you have two legs. Go get it yourself. But that's, like, a love language. That's, like, how, like, yeah, I will go get you a glass of water.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm way better at it now. I don't think that way anymore, thank God. Yeah. But, like, I used to be like, no, I have two legs. I'll do it myself. I don't need anybody. Fuck the world. Hey, girl, what's up?
Yeah.
Yo, this coffee is
hitting. It depends on the personality or... like how you grew up combined together. Yeah, I feel what's yours, Carl?
I think mine is more like quality time in my own way. Is it, I feel like it's,
you seem like a big acts of service guy.
Acts of service, yeah, you're
very
true,
kind to,
but
do
also
stuff.
Like this true. Is how you give it, but like how do you want to receive it?
Oh, how do I want to receive it?
Hey, you get that physical, baby. Touch my shins, baby. Yo, you see my ankles? Rub them. I don't know.
I think it
like, can I get a...
like, it would be kind of mirrored. So if... because I feel like I do also like giving acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
I also...
give an act of service.
Hell yeah. That sounded... Hey, yo, ladies. Hey. Hit up my boy.
And then I feel like I would also love to have acts of service given to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like also quality time is good.
Yeah.
And like I'm a physical guy, I think, too. Like touch.
Yeah, you
physical
are.
Touch. Yeah.
Hey, ladies. Sorry, I gotta keep saying that.
Yeah. How about you? What's your acts of
exist?
I feel like receiving. I like acts of service the most.
Mm-hmm.
Giving. I feel like quality time, too.
Quality time.
Yeah.
Quality time is very fun.
A physical touch. I feel like I'm not like a very
like a
physical
huggy person.
No.
Cuddly person.
Because
no.
Same, we grew up in a household where like we don't really hug. We don't really. I mean, don't worry. Like it was fine, but like it's just like.
In most,
maybe like Arab communities, like I didn't even see my friends like do it.
Hug and
as,
stuff.
Yeah. It's not very common in my country, at least. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I always do like side hugs. I'm like, oh, cheers.
Yeah.
I don't think I've...
The platonic side hugs.
Yeah, I love that. Like, that's fine.
But
that's
sometimes I
me.
Even get irritated. Like if I had a friend that whenever she's talking, she would like touch me on my knee, let's say. Like she's trying to make a point and she's like touching me on my knee or like on my hand. I get so irritated. Like,
really?
Because
people
so
are like that too. Like,
I
like,
hate
oh
it
gosh,
so
you...
much.
Oh my dude. Like,
I hate it so much.
It's like, I think...
Even
I think
now
they
if
think
someone did that to me, like, oh, they're just doing this on my hand, I get the ick. Like, yeah. I'm like, don't even put a hand on me. Like, I hate it. Yeah,
I think they've watched like too many psychological...
Oh, videos?
Well, like psychological videos, what you should
look
should
at
you
the
do.
Forehead when you're talking to them.
Oh,
should, what you should do to be more charismatic in conversations.
Okay, to make
people... Touch people.
I mean,
I've watched a lot of those videos.
Me too. And I feel like because we were in sales, we learned some techniques, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't stand while you're putting your hands...
No,
like,
you match your body language.
You open your hands up. You move
your
hands.
You open up. You say yes a lot.
You move your legs... like your feet towards that person so they know you're interested in talking to them, you know, you don't like, you make eye contact, so all these things are like, but don't
stare,
touch people.
Preference, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I got my sales. Joke.
I mean, I remember like we were told to like shake hands at the beginning before, like this is how we used to do it. Like,
well, I used to greet
shake
people.
Hands.
Yeah. Like when they come,
yeah, like
shake
like
hands
the,
with
that's
them.
Like the
then
COVID
I
happened.
Also
usually.
Hated that because I mean, really? I don't know where these hands went.
You know what I love?
True.
You know what I love is when someone's like, you're about to shake someone's hand and they're honest. Like, oh, it's I got like wet hands right now or sweaty hands right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. I don't know. I gotta keep saying that. But you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relationships, man. You gotta. I'm excited to see what Carl looks like in a relationship.
True.
Like,
me too. I'm excited.
I like watching my friends move through life.
Yeah.
You know, like getting into relationships, doing
having
these things.
Kids.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Even last time we talked about wedding shit. It's all beautiful. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all very lovely.
Finer. Get that bitch. Yeah. I love you.
Something?
I love all of you. So, yeah. Carl, when are you going to find this girl? You don't actively pursue, which is... pursuing sounds aggressive, but it's not.
I don't know. It's just there's already, like, enough going on right now for me.
Yeah, but Carl, that's never gonna stop.
Yeah, but that's never gonna stop. But
in 5 years from now, there's always gonna be a lot going on. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, time is not forgiving. That was deep as hell.
Wow.
Time is not forgiving. Like, you're always gonna have stuff going on. Like, it just feels overwhelming to try to get a girl, or like, even if you don't want one, it's up to you. I'm just saying. But like, time is gonna keep going, man.
It's true.
You're gonna be 46 and you're like, shit.
Maybe I'll just be one of those like elderly people who have a lot of cats.
No.
Actually, like a cat. I don't mind that. I come over a lot more. I like cats. Cats are good.
Yeah.
There's a cat at our house that's obsessed with me.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he won't leave me alone. He keeps coming to my door in the middle of the night and scratching and meowing. And he just hangs out. Won't leave me.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
I'm cool.
I feel like it's fine if you're not actively looking. Because like also sometimes... I mean, relationships are fun, but also they're not easy.
Yeah.
Like... If people think like it's all just butterflies and rainbows,
yeah, but life,
it's exactly.
Here's my thinking.
But I feel like you still got to do life.
Maybe
though.
The more you do it, the more also you learn about yourself.
Yeah, you
I
might
feel like
grow
that's
as a person.
Why maybe you should actively look more because that makes you learn more about yourself.
And you grow.
Like, maybe I have a problem with this thing. I need to fix that. You know. So
and what if you try it and maybe you're not even into it?
Yeah. So you
maybe
just,
prefer to be single. Like,
you
would actually have your answers.
Yeah.
Instead of just living in this unknown, going through, just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like,
I feel like we are pushing it on him. Maybe because we're in relationships. So we're like,
I remember you pushed it on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like, how long are you going to be single for? I'm like, dude.
I know no way I've ever said that.
I've never said it like that. Okay. You said something similar. Maybe
that's so aggressive.
Something similar.
I've never said it like that. I'm sure I've been like, boyfriend.
When are you going to get one?
Probably like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like.
Because I remember when we went camping, like I was third wheeling and fifth wheeling all the time, you know? And you're like, when are you going to get one? You know? I was like,
I don't know. I just like projecting. Like, the way I feel with my partner feels so good that, like...
I want everybody
for
to,
some reason, it makes sense.
Yeah, you
like,
want everybody
you
to
should have
feel
a,
it, yeah.
You should feel this, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I project that. It might come off as, like, hey, giddy up. But, like, yeah, I think it's just... I don't know. Love is fun. It's hard. Love is hard, too.
True.
Yeah. There's good and bad. Like, it's just such a... It's a new life experience.
Yeah.
You're just going through life and you're experiencing
what, I feel
you,
like I'm
what
thinking
life
of,
has to offer.
I'm thinking of like, I think I'm thinking of it like in a logical sense where like I'm not in a point of in my life where I can, you know, handle a relationship like financially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
And I feel like I want to secure a job or even just like secure like a source of income first, shit like that. And then,
yeah,
I don't know, and be in the place of my life where I'm confident enough to say, hey, you know what? I can love somebody else other than myself.
Do you think that's holding you back, though?
That makes sense a little bit, yeah.
Do you think that's holding you back, though?
Just a bit, yeah. Just a bit,
like,
I would say. Yeah.
It is an important thing to think about. And
those are, like, the top two reasons, I think, for me.
But it's also, like, life, I don't know.
Because, honestly, when it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you are
meeting... Yeah, there's no rush.
Yeah.
Let me
you are meeting people outside, too.
Yeah, no rush. But I was just wondering about...
Sometimes.
You don't do anything.
Because also sometimes
I mean.
If you're not satisfied with yourself, that can project on your partner too. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why sometimes. If you get self-esteemable acts.
Yeah.
To do self-esteemable acts, things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And also,
so you
but also
that.
Relationships can raise your self-esteem too.
Yeah.
True.
Like,
I don't think it should be the sole purpose
true.
To raise your self-esteem.
True, true, mm-hmm. true.
But
true.
It's nice to have a feeling like, oh,
true.
Damn, I can be loved.
True, mm-hmm. true,
like,
true.
Accepting
true.
Love is just as hard as giving.
True.
Wow. I'm
okay,
dropping
love guru over here.
Dimes
love coach
here, dude.
Buddha. Relationship
holy
coach
crap. Hey guys, schedule me from Thursday to Friday. Pay me in Bitcoin. I will be your talker. I don't know. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I just think like it's of course like it's stuff to factor in and always think about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like it's fun to have a crush.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that girl's cute. Like, I wonder what she's up to. Like, call her. Be like, hey, you want to hang out? Do you want to do anything? Do you want to, like, go on a walk?
Yeah.
That's free. Like, hey, like, and doing activities together. Like, hey, let's go.
Very true, yeah.
Let's go look at water. I don't know.
Look at water.
My dates are fun. I swear to God.
Dates.
My dates that I go
these
on are
dates,
fun. They're fun.
The water.
I'm just giving random examples.
Yeah.
I think yeah, you could learn something about yourself.
Yeah, I've gone on dates for sure, but then I don't know. It's just that
How do you feel on those dates?
On those dates?
Do you feel like overwhelmed?
I feel reciprocating. Like I'm all, like engaging. I like that this idea of dating, of course. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's just I don't know. Like it's very nitpicky for sure. I want to vet the person, but that's how you damn. Do it through dating, right?
Yeah, you do it through but talking to someone and meeting them.
I don't know. Also, that is exhausting, but the reward on the other side is potentially also having
maybe that's a different that, thing. You should think about it differently. Yeah. It shouldn't be exhausting.
Yeah,
it's work. Mm. But like, if you're like, oh, it's I have to go on this date. Yeah. You probably shouldn't date that person.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I've just had like bad dates.
Maybe.
I've had a lot of bad dates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Example. What's the worst one? Do you have a worst one?
Expand on that.
The worst one. I feel like the guy took me to like a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. That music was so loud I couldn't even like here? Talk to him. You know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think the music here is too loud. Do you want to move like somewhere or like just move somewhere in the restaurant where it's like less loud? And he's like, yeah. No, here's fine. And I was like, oh. But I can't talk to you. And he's like, oh, it's okay, we don't need to talk that much. I'm like,
wow.
So why am I here?
Guy, he said that?
Like, I think he's planning on just like having like sleeping with me or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt so weird. Like I started like cutting it short, like, you know. And on top of that, he didn't pay for my food. Like
first date?
Come on.
Yeah, first date. He didn't pay for my food. And I was like, no. I checked out completely. And mm-hmm. I was dressed up, like I was really ready, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then
so he invited you out to date.
Yeah.
To a date.
Yeah.
And he didn't fucking pay?
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, first date.
And he picked the place and everything. Like, I was, like, expecting that it's going to be nice. And then after that, when we went out, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm going to go see my friends at the beach. Like, sorry, I can't come with you. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, like, but I don't know this area. Because it was his area.
Yeah.
Where can I take this bus? And he couldn't even navigate. Like, he told me to do it. He's like, oh, you find it. And I was like, dude, you're a man. You're supposed to at least show me where the way is, you know? Maybe he got bothered that I'm not going to go with him. I don't know. And then I just left and it was so horrible.
That's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Carl. I think you're a pretty stand-up guy.
Red flags
okay.
all the way.
Pretty okay. Yeah.
But getting time into segment, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
It flies by sometimes. These episodes.
Yeah.
We're very serious relationship today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's romantic. An important part. It's one of the foundations of like humans crave connection.
Yeah.
Like it's in our genetics to crave connection. And obviously there's no rush. I think when you get a girlfriend or whatever, like it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, it does take time sometimes. Yeah.
I just like.
Yeah, it's just exciting. The effort. Just
like,
the effort is
just like just the like oh like actually letting yourself like mm-hmm. someone.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
oh damn, this girl's really cool. What's she doing today? It could just be a text.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, probably don't say thinking of you, but hey, I'm outside. I'm outside your house. But like, just be like, I'm allowed to like this person.
Yeah.
Or like have a crush. Having a crush is fun.
Maybe because it's my like coping mechanism, I think, or defense mechanism.
Oh, I don't like
you. You know what I mean? Yeah, because I don't know. We're just like,
are you quick to think that they might reject you first?
I think so, yeah. You're like, and also like the idea of just rejection and everything. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like outward just.
It hurts.
I'm similar.
Just shielding myself.
Same.
Shielding myself from just like ever.
You know, and that's why you need a girl that is more active than
talker,
you. Like, more like louder than you.
I think so, probably.
Yeah,
matching the energy or even above.
Rambunctious. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Dude, that's how you grow, by mm-hmm. letting in, like going through with those fears. And you would find out who you are as a person when you get rejection.
Yeah.
And, dude, we were in sales. We handled rejection on a daily basis 100 times.
Yeah. And we gotten better at selling.
And you get better and you grow as a human.
It's true.
You'll get these bitches, bro. Yeah, let's go. But yeah, this segment.
Yeah. Get these bitches.
Let's get some girls, dude.
Okay. Would you rather be in a safer car with a bad driver or not as safe car but with a good driver.
Good driver, not a driver, safe car.
Not a safe car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is like.
Because
if you have your class one license, and I'm just a passenger of yours, cool. I don't need to worry about nothing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I need to worry about other drivers on the road. But like, I don't know. There's some people you just trust.
Yeah.
You know.
But if it's a safe car and like you're hitting every curb.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
What if it's Tesla? So Tesla can self-drive.
Tesla. Anyways, no Tesla. Yeah. Would you trust those self-driving ones?
Nah.
I would freak out.
I'm scared.
No. Nah. Because that's the thing. If you want to have a self-driving car, don't have a steering wheel in there.
True.
Because then seeing that no one is there freaks me out, you know?
I hate, like, sometimes I hate being a passenger. Like, sometimes I hate being a passenger because I don't have control.
Yeah. Like,
there's nothing I can do. So,
I like being a passenger.
No, I hate being
But not on the SkyTrain. Like, SkyTrain, I feel like.
SkyTrain, who cares?
Don't like you get scared? I always have these intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. That, like, train will crash?
Yeah, or, like, sometimes. The train will fly away from the,
from the rails.
Because sometimes it makes sounds, and I'm like, is this the end? Like, is this how I'm going to end? Like,
I definitely thought about it, and yeah. I'll look around for escape routes.
Yeah, like, okay. I would look for a tree.
I'll go by the door, like, and I'll fucking jam
I'm like, I'll just, if I fly away, I'm going to hang to this tree and just go slowly down. Like, exactly, I don't know. Wow.
I'll jump on the tree to make sure.
You guys have survival instincts. I'm just like, okay, it's another normal day. It's another normal day.
It's happening. It's happening. The car's going into the water. Carl's just straight facing.
I
try to find my way out. Wow. Or even in buildings, I'll
you're
like,
such a good human. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You're a good human.
I just want to live, bro.
Maybe because we're always expecting the worst.
Yeah. Maybe because I probably almost died in the past. Like, I've definitely come close to death in a lot of situations. Yeah. So like, yeah.
Speaking of close to death experience, that happened to me this weekend. Like, literally.
Oh, what happened?
We reached my friend's place after a night out, and then like the Uber dropped us off, right? And then it was like. I got off from the Uber and I was just texting on my phone, so I didn't pay attention, and I was like behind the Uber, like walking behind, not in front.
Yeah.
And he was backing the car, and he almost hit me. Like, it was so close, and everyone watched me just walking slowly with my phone, and I wasn't even paying attention.
Shit.
And he almost hit me, and he was just kept moving. He didn't even see me. And I was so surprised, like, can't you see me in the mirrors? Like, aren't you a driver? Like,
damn.
I don't know. Like, even moving that fast when people are still getting off the car is weird. You know, like, wait for us to, like, be away from the car and then move. Yeah. I was so scared. I'm like, my guardian angel is working overtime. Like,
that's awesome.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Those are great. Those are great.
We're glad that you're here.
You're good.
Scary.
You're safe. Everybody stay safe out there.
Stay safe.
It's scary.
Stay safe, baby.
It's like God has given you another chance.
Want to move the mic to your other hand?
Why?
This is the same thing you said last time.
Yeah, right?
But I mean, I tried to do... Yeah, whatever. Would you rather take a cold shower every day or take a hot shower but only twice a week?
Cold shower.
Cold shower. I like cold showers now.
Oh, you're... Really?
Yeah.
Dude, David Goggins is coming in his pants right now.
I do a mix of both, like a warm shower and then
same.
Cold.
I do hot shower and then in the end I make it cold.
Yeah, I do that.
I think because it's summer too. That's why I started doing it in the past couple of weeks.
Actually, yeah, summer. Yeah. Summertime has been it's so hot, dude.
Yeah.
And having a cold shower is such a fresh air.
So good.
Feels like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fucking good.
True.
Yeah. You just like, you have that like
clarity.
Numbness and just like that.
You're very present.
Yeah, you feel
like you're not thinking about a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel euphoric.
The noise.
Yeah, there's like that almost slight adrenaline feeling. Like,
yeah. Oh my God.
I would also take cold shower every day because I feel like if I only shower twice a week, I'll feel gross. Yeah. I like.
And then that affects your like self-esteem.
Yeah.
And then that affects other aspects of your life.
I can't focus if I don't shower.
It could be bad.
Yeah. Very true.
Cold showers, I mean, they say they're good for you because like, what's the thing? Like if you start the day doing something hard,
the rest of the day seems easier.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, cool. I did the hardest part, get into a cold-ass shower right when you wake up.
I really want to be one of these people that go to the gym in the morning.
Yeah?
I really want to be that so bad.
Do it.
I know it's hard. It's easier hard, said than done. I can't even wake up early. Like, it's hard.
True, true.
David Goggins.
Okay, last one. Would you rather have a photo identic memory or be able to selectively forget things?
First one.
I think I already have the second one.
Lucky. But selectively forget things.
I think I would abuse it.
You already have that?
I think I already have that.
He's got a bad memory.
Yeah, I have one of the worst memories
ever. I want that.
Maybe that's why you're so jolly and so happy.
You're a lovely guy.
Well, I don't know, man.
He's like crying from the inside, like, yeah, they think I'm happy. So happy. They think I'm happy, but I'm not.
Where are you?
No one is truly happy, but I feel like sometimes some people are like more focused on the moment and some people are just overthinkers.
I feel like I'm a poor present guy. Like,
you're very present.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're a poor present guy,
what do you mean?
Like he's present.
Like I'm present.
He's in the moment. Oh, yeah, I think so. Because
when I ask you to do stuff like thumbnails and stuff, you really sit and just do the thing.
Yeah.
Like, very, very actively.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, with the selective memory thing, it is sort of a blessing and a curse because...
I think I would abuse it. And then selective I think it would
memory?
Photo yeah. identic?
No, the selective forgetting one.
Oh, okay,
I think
okay.
I would abuse it, and I think it might change who I am.
I would. Wow. I would love it. I would like to forget a lot of things in my life.
Yeah.
Me too. But like, I say that like I would want to too, mm-hmm. too. But it was it like I think it would change me if I didn't have those experiences.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, I kind of. I'm not saying I love life is crazy. I think you need those experiences. The photographic thing is cool as hell. That's a crazy party trick.
But photo identic memory, what does it mean? Like,
it's like you just remember everything. Yeah. You remember everything like an image.
Yeah.
Like you could read a whole book.
I think it's
I kind of have that little.
No, you could read a whole book and remember every single word of that book.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like that. It's like photo.
It's like photos are stored in your...
But
this is how I practice for, like, exams sometimes. Like,
no, it's like, I mean, you memorize every single word. 300 words in a page. Oh,
so you remember everything word for word.
You remember everything. Word for word,
that's so overwhelming.
You remember everything you did on
April. Oh, no, I'm so bad at this.
April 22nd on a Tuesday, whatever day in 2006. You remember
that
everything.
That is painful. Yeah. I would never want to have that.
I want that. I would always be right.
I want
that. No. They're like, Cameron, you said this. I'd be like, on this day, I actually did not.
You have the receipts in your mind.
I have the whole receipts in my head. Yeah, I would want that. That's a superpower.
No.
But I know what you did on May 7th.
Yeah. I'm so scared of like people who have really good memories and just we spend time together.
I have a very good memories and arguments. Oh,
arguments.
I have very good memory and arguments.
I just like, have good memory. I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like I said, it's a blessing and a curse. Because curse wise, it's like I feel dumb. You know, like it's like, did that really happen?
And then your friend was like, "I tell you stuff, and you just never. You're like, what? No,
you felt like you're getting gaslit. You know, like, just that. Did that?
I
really
do. Sometimes I get angry with you.
Yeah,
when you forget things that
you forgot
occurred.
That my eyes were blue. What are you talking about?
Who cares about your eyes? No one gives a fuck. But like when we do, yesterday we went and did this, and you're like, no, we didn't. And I'm like, what the fuck? I hate you. Like, no, we did. And then you make me feel like I'm stupid. Like, I fucking remembered.
Yeah. That's why I appreciate having those friends around.
Burn this place
down. Nah, sure. Just to keep me in check with my memory.
Yeah. Photographic.
Yeah. But I guess it's also good because, like, I'd worry less, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. It must be nice.
Yeah, it must be nice. I really wish I can take a pill and just...
Yeah. I have this thing where...
Sleep forever?
Yeah.
Just have some memory loss. I really desperately want some memory loss.
What is it called? Like when you forget something?
Dumbass? No, I'm just joking.
No.
What's it called when
concussion?
You forget?
Concussion? No,
yeah, yeah. When you have a concussion, you have memory loss.
Concussion's scary.
Memory?
I don't know. It's when you rattle the brain.
Yeah, yeah.
The brain's so
I remember
like a fleeting
memory. One time, like, I went to, like, I don't know, I think university psychologist or something, and I was just explaining to him like what my struggle in studying was, and he's like, "Have you ever had a concussion?" And I was like,
"He said that?"
Yeah, and I was like,
"That to someone is crazy."
And no. I was like, "What do you mean? Like, I mean, I don't know.
Asking someone if they've ever had a concussion.
Yeah. I hit my head a couple of times, so I don't know if it's considered a concussion."
Oh my god. Dude, when you hit your head hard,
I feel like
it fucks you up.
Old like doctors are just like hilarious because they don't give a fuck anymore. They're just like,
"Yeah,
are you an idiot?" Yeah. Even he said at some point, he's like, "Life is hard." Like,
yeah, life is hard.
Like, life is hard.
Dude, like, I love when doctors get real.
Yeah, because they're old and they're like, you know what? You need to wake up. Like,
yeah.
Doctors are like, "Yeah, fuck it." Like, yeah. I love when doctors get real.
I know. You need to wake up call, like, you know, just get your shit together.
Hey, you're gonna die if you do this.
If you're gonna keep doing this, like, no one cares.
So is your guys' memory like really, so like you see it kind of like vividly in your head?
I see like, my memories
running
like a
it
movie.
Back. Really?
Yeah. Like a video footage.
Really? Yeah. Yours too?
Yeah, I can play it out the same.
Yeah, which I hate sometimes.
Shit. Yeah. Mine is just like, it's always
we're happy.
Mine is always like a fleeting memory, you know, like it's just like there's bits and pieces that I know happened, but then it's not all cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the order of place of what happened.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, like a hazy picture.
Yeah,
you know?
Same. Yeah,
same a bit.
You don't see it moving. You see
mine's like footage. Oh. Maybe not. Damn. Like, I was gonna say pictures just like stacked on each other, so it plays out like a film.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't know. I can see. I remember how everything. I can remember how stuff felt.
Yeah.
The environment.
Yeah. Same.
Smells.
Same. Yeah.
And like stuff as a kid too, walking around, running around.
Yeah. Or even sometimes when you walk in the morning and you start like having flashbacks of like your childhood mornings. You're like, oh.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
There's even one day when I was a kid. I was like 7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kicking. I had a soccer ball that had no like rubber on it. It was just like the insides of it.
Yeah.
And I would kick it against. So we have a. What?
That's so sad.
Okay, I was. Yeah, I didn't have a lot of money growing up. So it's going to get more sad, actually. I'm about to. Once I continue with the story, it's about to get more sad.
Oh, shit.
So, so I used to have the soccer ball, and it was raining outside, and I wanted to play outside, but everybody just didn't want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to, like, down the street to. And I just kicked the ball against the wall for about 2 hours in the rain. Just by myself, chilling.
I feel like that's
why. It's very vivid.
That's why I used to play with my brother, because he was, like, the first boy. To me and my sister, after me and my sister, because I would feel bad. Like, he would want to do boy things, but like, there's no one to play with him. And I'm like, oh, like, I have my sister, but you have no one, you know? Like, let's play.
Lonely.
Let's play ball. Let's play car. I don't know. Let's
play
do
car. Let's play car. I love that. Let's play car.
Let's play car.
Let's play door. I don't know.
It's hard.
I remember those times. Although it was hard, but I remember just. I did it for 2 hours and it was like I was having the time of my life. Not really. I was pretty sad. It was just raining. My feet were soaking wet and I had these old shoes. Like, I just remember all of it.
It was raining and you were playing?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was soaking like wet, just playing just in the dirt. Like, just kicking this ball against this wall for hours. Seeing if I could change it, do this thing. Yeah, it was good times. That's a podcast.
Edited on a.
That is a podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching episode 40.
If you're 41. Crying, hit the like.
Send Cameron some soccer balls. But thank you.
Send some love, please.
Please like. Watch us every week. Wednesday, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even YouTube to watch our faces, of course. Check out our clips on Instagram, TikTok, all the shabazz.
Shabazz.
And we might, and yeah, that's been an episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Liddy.
Bye.